Who wants 50 plus Tulsa, Connecticut? Say aye. Huh? Who wants 80 plus tolls the following year? Say aye.
Yeah, exactly. Channel 3 did a survey. They asked viewers, should Connecticut pay for its transportation needs by implementing tolls? And survey said 72% says no.
All right. See? Majority has it.
Where are these 28%?
Really?
So there had to be a percentage that said, I don't know. I'm right. not going to participate because I know nothing about this subject. Mm-hmm.
Or I don't drive, so I don't care.
Right.
28%. So let's just say 4 or 5% said, I don't friggin' know. Right?
Get off my lawn.
Yeah. So that would leave 23%. Mm-hmm. Who are these 23%?
Mm. Who are they?
It's math.
They're people who think that they won't get told.
Right.
They're people who haven't looked at a map of proposed tolls.
No idea. Not
like, yeah, well, they'll be at the well. It's a, they don't. They're not informed.
Yeah.
Right. So they either think it's going to be all trucks.
Mm-hmm.
They're living in the past.
Right. Or I drive locally. I never go on the major roads.
Right. Yeah.
I just go to the store back and forth.
Yeah.
That's all I do.
Yeah. Oh, you'll feel it at the store.
Yes, you will.
Or I'm 10 and I don't drive yet.
My mommy won't let me answer the phone
or vote.
Right. Right. No comprendo. No entiendo.
Yeah. Yep. This is going to be bad, man.
Yes.
If you haven't seen the map yet, it's the map that Channel 3 posted on their site is on our Facebook page, and we were talking about it yesterday. The last time I checked, it was over 700 comments and over 1,000 shares.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. Because the first swipe is going to be 50, and the second swipe is going to be 80-something.
It looks like a measles outbreak in Connecticut, where it looks like all the red friggin' dots.
It does.
Uh-huh. It looks like a measles outbreak.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, oh my God!
You should have gotten vaccinated.
Did anyone notice, when you look at that map, there's a dot every 6 miles on every single highway... Except there's one, I don't know what route it is. It connects with 8 and goes into Hartford.
Yeah.
Up on the top in the northern part of the state. There's no dots on it.
No.
I'm like, someone important must live over there.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, that's their hub. Right? That's
is that
their
West
hub.
Hartford?
Yeah, this is where they travel from.
Right.
Into this Capitol building.
That's where their apartments are, where they live.
Mm-hmm.
No, but have you seen that? There's only one small section of a highway leading into Hartford with no tolls. I'm like, oh, they all live along that.
That's their main route.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's their way to go from the Batcave to the, you know, to Commissioner Gordon's office. Yes.
Douchebags.
Yep. Yep.
We got to find that out.
Yeah. Who lives along that route?
Yep. We need to know.
Our Simowitz works for the union. That's his day job. Then he goes in and then he gets the call. He's the speaker of the freaking house. He gets to call up what gets voted on.
And you also notice if you connect the dots, it spells out FU Connecticut.
Right. In three different languages.
And he's not running for re-election. Now he'll go back to his job. They'll be like, good job.
I'll pat him in the back and watch.
I'd love to see what he gets in bonuses for pushing this crap through.
And give him a bonus.
I've been talking to a lot of union people who are like, hey, man, I'm not going to be able to go to my job.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be able to go. Like, I have a work van. I travel around. I'm a union plumber.
Right.
This is one issue that is not Republican, Democrat. This is citizens of Connecticut.
Right. This is might against right.
Mm-hmm.
Did you just come up with that?
Pretty much.
I like it.
Might against right. I like it. I like it a lot.
I like when AJ gets fired up.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the best.
I didn't have enough coffee yet.
Fox 61 did a report on the tolls. Let's play that.
Well, first of all, those toll gantries are not just being proposed for the state borders. And it's because of that that Republicans are claiming that what this really is a mileage tax.
Stop.
What this really is a
claiming?
Mileage...
Right. What do you mean claiming?
Yeah, it's pretty obvious.
Mm-hmm.
I know you want to kind of seem neutral as you're a reporter. But have you looked at it? It's every 6 miles.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be a mileage tax?
Exactly. Yeah, it is what it is.
How do you look at that map and say, well, Republicans are claiming that's what it is?
Right.
I believe Ned Lamont himself admitted to that.
He was like, yeah, that's what it is.
They all called it a mileage tax until there was massive pushback, and then they said, oh, we have to change the word to toll.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's shorter and I can spell it.
Yeah.
Because I can't spell miles. A before E or E before A. Yeah.
Sounds less harsh.
I always spell millage.
Yeah, I don't know how the Connecticut media doesn't get involved in this and say, wait, you lied. Like, do your job. All right, go ahead.
There are two bills, both up for a public hearing Wednesday, that would establish tolls. The governor's bill would put up 53 gantries on I-84, 91, 95 in Route 15.
53!
Hike!
That's the first swipe. 53!
That's the appetizer.
That's ridiculous.
53!
Not one, we need some not kind two, of, yeah. not three.
Yeah, I'll be here all day.
We'll be back to you, Pam, in about an hour.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We need some kind of, like, nerd to figure out some kind of, like, spray we can put on our cars to, like, make the cameras impervious.
But they've done that in other states. You, trust me, it's all been done.
Or we could just shoot them out as we drive past. There you go.
Take it away, AJ.
Yeah, you first.
That'd be
53.
Fun,
that's just dipping the toe in.
How do you say 53 in like 8 seconds earlier? You said, that's why Republicans are claiming it's a mileage tax. 53!
Didn't read the copy.
53! 53!
Which is also the number of Herbert Love Book.
That's the governor's proposal.
Mm. Don't propose.
That's the guy who ran on only the trucks. Mm. And 53, some of them are on the merit.
Mm-hmm.
No trucks on the merit.
He's proposing. One, yeah, get on one knee. No, right, it's us on both knees.
So that's one proposal.
He's proposed maximum discounts for Connecticut residents, but also...
Maximum discounts?
Don't you want to just bang yourself in the head?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But that was before, too.
Bang something up.
Maximum discounts to Connecticut residents. It's not a discount when you're not paying anything and then you're paying something.
Right. It's called a charge.
Yeah.
All you don't get screwed as much.
Right.
Maximum discounts for Connecticut residents, but also congestion pricing where you pay more during peak traffic hours.
Now, what person in Connecticut can tell their boss, well, I can't come into work when you want me to come into work because it's going to cost me $400 a month?
Yeah, I can't afford to come to work, sir.
What person can do that?
Nobody.
Maybe if you're in real estate and you have a little bit of flexibility like that, like you're kind of working for yourself.
Right. You can tell yourself that.
Yeah.
Can't afford to go to work today.
Yep.
I took myself all the time.
I can't afford to go to work today. It costs too much money.
I need a job to get my job.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jesus.
No, he's not involved. I'm pretty sure he's toll free.
You should ask for him.
We're going to tax his sandals.
Yeah, walk across the water. What toll there too?
What?
Oh, that cross? We're going to tax that.
Yep, exactly.
But I'm bearing it. Yeah, well, tough. Bear. That's your cross to bear.
I know.
Where you pay more during peak traffic hours. Republicans claim the governor might be trying to starve the transportation fund to artificially inflate the need for tolls.
Yeah.
The governor froze. Wait.
Governor froze.
This guy's got to get his facts and come back and see me. These aren't claims. This is all real.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure he's a nice guy.
Yes, you know, the fire department claims that there is a building on fire. It's right behind you! It's burning behind you!
They claim there's some smoke.
They claim that people are, going to be homeless. Yeah, they're standing right next to you!
Holding blankets. Play with the cat in her hands. That's her. Mm-hmm.
What was that noise?
I don't know.
Nah, that was a person.
It
who
sounded
just
like
left
a
their,
cat.
They just lost their house in a fire.
Oh, that's someone had hemorrhoid.
Oh, Jesus.
How was that?
I don't know. I understand you want to be neutral, but at the same time, come on. The facts are the facts.
That's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
The factoid.
I don't know.
Mileage tax.
You know, do me a favor. If you're going to report, and if you're going to just read the talking points, just post the talking points.
Yeah, we'll read.
Don't go out with a camera and do this whole dog and pony act. If you're like, on the Republicans, great. Take a look at the map you're posting. And if they're claiming that it's going to choke out the... Well, have you looked at what's happening?
Have you? Huh? Huh? Mm-hmm. Huh?
Yeah. The only little thing that makes me feel good here is that people who voted for this slug, is they're going to pay.
Yep.
I can't wait.
I tell you, look at you now. I said, okay, not those. Look at you now.
Yeah, have you seen what's been going on? So it's like one day after another. So it was tolls, and then it's $15 an hour, yep, minimum wage, mm-hmm, and then it's increased health care. I mean, okay, all of this stuff might be good, but you want to roll in on a bad economy in Connecticut and do all of this stuff, raise massive taxes, add tolls, make employers give more health care, and then $15 an hour minimum wage.
Right.
What company in North Carolina is going to say, you know what? We need to get our asses up to Connecticut because they are open for business.
This is appealing. No, they're giving us the business.
Right. Yeah, I don't want to be in Massachusetts. I'd rather be right next door. We could still deal with Boston and New York.
Right. While paying taxes and tolls.
Right.
Yes.
What happened to recreational weed? What happened to that one? It disappeared.
Right. Can you at least pass that one so we can get stoned and not care?
Thank you.
More clips being released from the interview with R. Kelly. And here's one where he gets emotional.
How can I pay child support? How? If my ex-wife is destroying my name and I can't work.
Hold on a second. It's not his ex-wife.
No.
That's ruining his name.
Mm. It's him.
That's a problem.
Maybe he calls himself ex-wife.
Yeah, right.
Maybe that's code for himself.
Exactly, right. He dressed like an ex-wife every now and then.
Yeah.
If my ex-wife is destroying my name and I can't work, how can I work? How can I get paid? How can I take care of my kids? How?
Your ex-wife
says... Use your common sense.
Your ex-wife says you abused her, Robert.
13 lies. 13 years being married.
It sounds like a song, actually.
How can I pay my kids? How? How can I support my kids if I have no money?
Sounds like a show. 13 years.
Wow. Mm-hmm. 13 years.
If his wife wanted to come up with a show, that would be 13 years.
Yes.
How?
And then he loses control again.
I flew in on a helicopter. I flew in on a helicopter.
Yes. Yes. Can somebody get us some tissue?
I don't want no tissue. I'm going to leave.
I can fly.
I flew in on a helicopter.
Off the handle?
With a damn puppy. And I...
With a puppy?
Proposed to Drea, whom I was in love with. And told her, hey, look. I make mistakes. I'm not perfect. We got married. Okay? We had 3 beautiful kids.
So marry me and get the puppy.
What does the helicopter have to do with anything?
I flew in a helicopter!
Yeah, I think he's saying I went through so much trouble for the engagement.
Maybe that's it.
Flew in on a helicopter, had a puppy.
Or his Tourette's.
Told her I wasn't perfect.
I flew in a helicopter!
Well, if you're so afraid about your money, maybe don't fly in a helicopter.
Fuck my towels, can I
order? I don't need a tissue!
Right. Fuck my towels, can I order, please?
I flew in a helicopter!
Did someone just beam into the studio?
They did.
Did
yes.
anyone else hear that?
Yeah.
All right, good.
I thought it was like.
Wait, hear what, Jazz?
I hope everyone else heard that.
Did you hear anything, Pam?
Holy crap.
No, I knew the helicopter heard something.
I knew there were aliens.
That's puppies.
All right, and then here he was talking about his bank account.
Your income. It was reported that your income was very high. Hundreds of millions of dollars. We'll say that because I don't want to get hung up on
now,
the
that's
semantics.
That's one rumor I wish that was true.
And yet, when you were in jail last week, the bond was $100,000, mm-hmm, and they said R. Kelly couldn't even afford to get himself out of jail, that a friend had to come and bail you out of jail. What is your financial situation, if you don't mind saying?
So many people have been stealing my money.
Stealing?
People was connected to my account.
Isn't that on you?
A lot of it's on me.
That you didn't know where your money is?
A lot of it's on me.
And people say he doesn't have money because he had to pay so much in settlements. What do you say about that?
Lie. I went by myself for the first time to Bank of America. Didn't know what I was doing. Didn't know what the hell was going on.
When? When did you do that? First time by yourself?
About 3 weeks ago. I had like $350,000
in the bank.
I'll take that.
And I told her, take that. I'm going to start a new account, and that's the way it is, right? So she said, okay, it's going to take 6 or 7 business days to clear.
I like how he said lie.
Mm. Lie.
Everyone else got it.
You never walked into a bank before.
No. What's this thing with a B in a K? That doesn't say Burger King.
What is this place? How does it work?
I go to McDonald's.
How do I not have any money? It's interesting because we were talking to Atlas yesterday, who worked for R. Kelly for 5 years, and he was saying, we toured, there were buses, there was family, there was entourage, there was security, there was naked women.
There's the money.
And I was like, I didn't think that, you could do a couple hit songs and, make all this money to travel with all these people.
Seriously.
And a brutal inner circle is what he kept saying.
Unless
too.
They all paid for it.
Atlas is on now. Hey.
Hey, man. What's happening?
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for coming back on.
Yeah, man.
No worries, brother. Good to be back.
How far into your working for R. Kelly did you think, wow, something's weird here?
Well, it's... Two legit tours.
I'm having a hard time hearing you, man.
Sorry, man. I did two legit tours with him with actual, backing from big promoters like Live Nation and AEG. So basically, just a second tour is when I started those.
What year?
A lot of people.
What year was that?
Around 2011, 2012 would be the second tour I did with him.
So the first tour you didn't think was too weird?
No, because everything, like I said yesterday, everything was kind of lock and key. You couldn't approach him. There was a lot of security and stuff like that. So it
you were in the outer circle.
Right.
Yeah, at first, right. So it seemed like a normal tour to me based off what I've done in the past with past artists.
And then 2011, what was the first thing you saw and thought, this guy might be a little off?
The girls, a lot of girls, a lot of weird stuff.
Define weird stuff.
People leaving the entourage, a tour.
Define weird. What did you see that you thought, man, that's weird?
Like I said, you always had 3 or 4 girls with them. And one of them always seemed really young, And she was, 16, 17 years old. She looked. Me, so
yeah, right. You don't know, dynamic. But you're just saying, she looked right on the line,
right?
And this is after all these rumors and after 2 of the cases he was acquitted, right? So, as soon as you saw that, you thought, oh, this everything I heard might be true,
yes,
yeah. And when management started leaving, and then there's these guys coming in that were claiming to be his manager and stuff like that, and they're leaving completely and telling me basically to get out of the circle, just leave it alone. It's a sinking ship. That's when I knew for sure. It was
Oh, wow.
Yeah, when they tell you to leave.
Yeah. That was 2011. They're telling you it's a sinking ship.
Wow.
Yeah.
Would you say he has mental issues or just, what do they call? Go ahead.
He's definitely he's a different character, man, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. I mean, there's that one scene in the second tour, which was the Single Ladies tour, where there was a cage set up. And we had to be so precise with this, and it was all simulation rebuild inside the cage during the show. But we had to be so precise.
I'm having a hard time hearing you again.
Sorry, man. I'm in a freaking tunnel over here. But there's this one scene in the show. We had to set a cage up. We had to simulate rape in there. He did. So we had to practice that thing religiously during rehearsals to make sure it was exact, everything was to the point. And if we didn't get that right, it was hell for us. We'd be there till 4 or 5 in the morning, rehearsing that. So he was an odd character.
That was something that was on stage during the tour.
Yeah.
A rape scene.
That's one of the girls that came out. Yeah, that's one of the girls that came out and dropped the dime.
That's gross.
Holy crap!
Yeah.
That's one of the girls that came out this whole round of trouble for him.
Yeah, man. He was in the cage. That's the girl. That was his girl that he always kept kind of under lock and key out on the road.
Oh damn!
Oh my god.
Yeah. So if you go back and do the research on it, her name will pop up and all that.
You were on that tour then.
Yeah.
You were with and you witnessed. So you watched it. Are you going to be a witness in the case?
No. Definitely not.
You don't think so yet. Right?
Definitely not. Well, you know.
Now, why do you say definitely not? You don't think you saw anything that would help the prosecution?
Definitely. I mean, like I said, I only dealt with the production side of things. And then, you know, whatever dressing room needs that he needed and when I saw it.
What kind of dressing room needs did he have?
Well, there was the whole family thing, you know, the Velcro.
The family was called Velcro.
Velcro, right, yeah.
Yeah, we called them Velcro. So you had that all going on. So, you know, you had probably every night about $10,000 worth of food brought in every night, and it's like partying going on continuously after every show. We wouldn't leave the venues until probably like 2 or 3 in the morning because he wouldn't leave the dressing rooms. He'd have his guys going out in the crowd, pulling people out of the crowd.
Like girls or just everybody?
Yeah.
Just
girls.
Yeah,
married women, girls, stuff like that.
Right.
How did that go when you picked the married woman and brought her backstage? You know, where's the husband? What's he doing? Did that create problems?
There was a couple of instances. The husbands would be waiting impatiently for their wives to come out of the dressing room.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Well, first of all, she went. I'd be like, what are you doing?
You know, he's around our age. I mean, how much sex can one person have?
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty gross, man. There's a lot of stuff. Like, even the first tour I did with him was in Africa, and that was in 2010. And he had an incident with Nelson Mandela's granddaughter or something like that. And, you know, and it turned into a little bit of an issue at the hotel. And he's just a real weird
Wait,
guy.
What do you mean? Did he have sex with her?
I think he tried to.
Oh, he tried to have sex with Nelson Mandela's granddaughter.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, man. It was crazy.
His former attorney who worked with him getting acquittal in the child porn case is saying now that R. Kelly is guilty as hell and that he was so screwed up that they had to give him anti-libido shots to control his urges. Would you agree with that was a problem?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, man. I mean, yeah, for sure. I mean, when you'd walk in, like, you know, sometimes there's days off on the tour, we go to the mall or whatever, you know, like the crew or whatever, and he would show up to it with his security guards, and, you know, his thing was every girl in his building is his. Do not approach any girl. Do not try to give your number to any girls. Don't, you know, don't talk. That was his thing. So one of his security guards ended up getting fired because he gave his number to the girl, you know, that R. Kelly, I guess, supposedly had his eye on. And so his whole thing was always about the women. Always.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. All right.
It's amazing.
Well, we want to get you back because we know you have hours and hours of weird stories.
Yep.
But, we appreciate you coming on. Thank you, Atlas.
Yeah, man.
All right. Atlas worked with R. Kelly for 5 years, 2 tours, and man.
What a bizarre scene.
Oh, my God.
Bizarre, but it seems like this guy is completely off the charts nuts.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
There's enough in there working for him to function and write, record songs, and perform on stage, but everything else is...
Yeah, he's a loon.
Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
He flew in a helicopter.
Exactly, Ozzy.
The crazy train's coming.
That's right. Wow. Kind of got to shake that one off. That's,
yeah.
Damn.
Kind of gross.
Kind of gross. I would think super gross.
Yeah.
Kinda.
Yeah. I was being kind.
You were being kind to R. Kelly's legacy.
You know what
I'm saying. It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
Thank you, Alan.
Dumbass.
Brought to you by purplefuels.com. When you see a dumbass in the news, send it to dumbassnews@chazandajinthemorning.com.
Yeah!
Crab leg smackdown. That seems to be a thing.
What was it, crabby?
When I first saw this, I thought this was the same one we talked about last week, but it is not.
Right. Or the year before.
Right.
Or one in Manchester that happens every other week.
Mm-hmm. There's been like 4 crab leg incidents. They should outlaw crab legs.
Just take them off the menu.
For God's sake.
This is, it's the new rage.
It is.
There was a massive brawl over crab legs erupted inside a Chinese buffet in Queens after one diner accused another of being a privileged white bitch.
Sounds like a Ramones song.
Trap leg breakout. Trap leg breakout.
It's only 30 seconds long.
Trap leg breakout. What to get myself? Trap legs. Trap legs.
1, 2, 3, 4.
1, 2, 3, 4.
You're counting the crab legs.
Crab legs. 1, 2, 3, 4. Crab legs. Crab legs. Crab legs.
You already had 1, 2, 3, 4.
Now go.
Crab legs. Crab legs. Crab legs. Crab legs. Crab legs.
Instead of Blitzkrieg Bop, it's a crab leg brawl.
Yeah, I almost got that out right.
Wow. Crab leg brawl.
Shut up. Rehearse that one first.
Yep.
It'd have been good, Phil. It'd have been good.
Yeah. Almost
crab
had it.
Bro.
The fight started when this woman, Christine, 39, her 10-year-old son was waiting at the buffet for crab legs, and another woman pushed him with her hip.
Oh, mm-hmm. Hip checked
hip
him.
Check.
Yep. You'll do it.
I was like, can you please do me a favor? I would appreciate it if you kept your hands off my child.
She wasn't her hands, it was hip.
Mm-hmm. True. Good point.
And the mother comes over and says, you already had the first two batches.
Wow. That's a lot of crab
legs. Oh, she was paying attention.
But you know what? There isn't that much meat in those things.
Yeah, there are. Well.
No.
Wait,
no.
Are they Alaskan king crab? Because if they're Alaskan cream,
I'm sure
king
they're
crab.
Not.
Oh, okay. In that case,
it's a Chinese buffet in Queens.
Right. Now you're probably mm-hmm. crab. It's probably like, yeah. It's probably like bed bug. Really big over there.
Giant bed bug legs.
Yeah.
Try the bed bug leg. Like, oh my God, crab, right crab leg. That's right. Oh, itchy.
Oh, I'm sure these are the crab legs that have been rejected by every restaurant in the United States.
It's actually crab lice.
We'll take them.
That's really big. Mm. Where do you grow these? In the toilet.
We'll it's just like that fake rubbery kind.
Exactly. Right. Yeah, we'll just rebrand them. We'll call them the queen crab legs.
Sounds fancy.
Because they're in Queens.
So right. I said, listen, he's 10 years old. He's going to grab maybe 6 or 7 and we're leaving. We're going to keep moving. Mm. So the woman turns around and goes,
sideways?
Privileged white bitch.
Oh. Mm. Oh, no, you didn't. Oh, no, you didn't. Okay. Say hello to my little crab leg.
Seems like that would be hate speech to me, but.
Okay.
Not if you're doing it against a white person.
You want something? Okay.
That's when everybody came over and started screaming.
Oh.
Fight!
Right.
Fight. They're all clicking.
Yeah. Here's some audio.
Share this video. Share. Look at this. Look at how she's.
The guy's yelling, share this video. Listen to how many people are going nuts.
Who's playing the bass?
Place.
People! They're crab legs.
Who's playing the bass?
Sounds nice.
The only surviving Ramon member.
Yes, we are in the bubble.
Crab leg, bro.
It's four crabs playing instruments.
Crab leg, bro.
Oh, man.
Man.
That's a whole nother world going on.
It's going techno.
Who got the crab legs, though?
Yeah, really?
Something just broke.
My leg.
He has a crab leg.
It's getting real, y'all.
This is getting real, y'all.
I think it's been real.
Yeah. It's been real for a while.
What is this music?
You know,
it's crab techno.
These people
and it's still
can't
going?
Just leave it alone.
Yep.
My food, yo. Crab legs, yo.
Wouldn't this be the best time to go and get some crab legs?
It would. Mm-hmm.
I would
fighting?
Not be recording. I'm like, all right, they're distracted. I'm going to get me some crab legs.
Just grab the whole damn thing and walk.
Dumbass News. Chaz and AJ. 99.1 PLR.
Jamie Kennedy in studio. Good morning.
I crept in.
You what?
Crept? I crept in.
You crept
he
in?
He crept in. He
did. Did you guys announce I was coming?
Yes.
Oh, that was very... I like the way you said it. You just said that like I was here the whole time.
Exactly. Yeah.
Guys, I got to tell you, I missed you.
We missed you.
We missed you more. Always.
Pam, I love this guy.
I can't wait for Pam to eat chicken wings like a serial killer.
You remember.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, always. She breaks them apart and she eats them like pieces.
Yeah.
Like a crab.
I dissect them.
Like Dexter.
That's a good memory.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you can't forget something like that. It's kind of traumatizing.
Clean up the evidence.
You ever actually seen the strike? It's pretty gross.
I'll never catch
Pam eats like one, but Jamie's talking like a serial killer.
Yeah. I know, yeah. Yeah. They're a diabolical team.
Do you use a washcloth when you shower, or do you put the soap right in the crack?
I heard this on the way in. Two things. I'm at the Mohegan Sun, the beautiful Mohegan Sun.
Yes, and, Comics Roadhouse this weekend. We're linked up.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
And I took the spa yesterday, and I got a whole scrub, and I was pissed that I didn't bring my loofah.
See?
So you travel with one?
Loofah. I actually travel with a loofah.
Yeah.
So they had one there. And then who spreads their butt cheeks and lets the water through? Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that was normal.
Thank you.
I do that. You want to gas it up.
You soap it up, and then you got to wash it off. Do it beforehand.
You got to wet the area. Like putting on a temporary tattoo.
It's like washing a car.
You got to wet the area.
You
wet
it before you soap it.
Exactly. And then you soap it.
Never thought of that.
Yeah. I don't wax it, though. We're good.
Yeah. And I get in, you know, I make sure that area is clean.
Yeah.
You got to clean
it. I'm in there.
Mm-hmm. Right.
There's an extra scrub if you're going to the doctor.
Right. And after you poop, don't you use, like, the baby wipes?
I don't.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no.
You got it.
Yeah.
He just said you don't.
I don't.
It's too
Everybody
early.
Everybody does?
Mm-hmm. Yes. We're about to have wings, goddammit. Can you say that?
Everybody does?
Yes.
Yes.
Bill, you?
It's been the thing for about 15
Absolutely,
years.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. It is a game changer.
You come with them. Yeah, you have a little disposable pack with you.
You want to be fresh. Come on.
Oh, man. I feel like I'm having a life-changing moment
See
right
that?
Now.
Yeah.
You will feel so fresh. Yeah.
You will. You'll be dancing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I have a bidet at the house I've never used.
Oh, wow.
It's not
a to-do. That's a to-do. You got to go and squat
the bidet
over it.
Thing,
And then, you know, if things are, you know, a little rough, I'll ball up some toilet paper and wet it. But it would be so much easier to use that.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, because these are my babies.
What the fuck?
Somebody had an idea.
Really? Can someone turn our goddamn computer down?
An angel guy's wings.
It's like the first time was funny. Second time, not so funny.
Yeah, mine's not even potted up, so I don't
know
where
it might be mine,
from.
But I've not clicked on anything.
Okay. Yeah, it's aliens.
We'll work on that.
Thank you.
No problem.
So yeah, you use like a regular toilet paper to get like, you know, the first go through, the heavy lifting, and then you use that to clean the whole area. It's the best.
He means whole area.
The wipe.
The heavy lifting. Yeah. Am I the only one?
I'm sure there's people out there who don't. But yeah, that's something I've been doing.
You can overdo it with those. So that's what happens is people like feel like they're getting... It was like the Purell. Like when that first came out and like you were using that on your hands, like people were using it too much. You can really dry it out if you overuse it.
Wow.
Yeah, you got to do chapstick.
I'm a little embarrassed now.
And throw them in the trash. You don't want to throw them in the toilet.
No!
No!
Yeah.
That's why you got to do the first go through with the toilet paper.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is just...
Wait!
A
lot of...
Wait!
It'll mess your system up.
You're throwing...
In
the trash.
I don't know what these guys are doing. I flush them.
I actually flush them.
Yeah,
you can't do that.
Those have to go away.
By the way, this is like wipe school.
I got the sewer systems. I don't have to worry about that. I just flush it.
I don't know. Because remember, there was that whole story where everybody was throwing away their baby wipes, and then it caused like a huge clog.
Yeah.
And then when they removed it, it was this huge clump, like a huge, like bigger than a kickball.
They don't pulp up like the
toilet paper does. You can't let them sit in the garbage can in the bathroom?
You have to wrap them up. You know, you wrap them up in regular toilet paper.
Or you wrap them in
But you don't want to get them... You go with the paper first.
You can wrap them in another one of those things. I don't know.
Baby wipes are like finishing.
I flush them.
No, it's called flushables.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're talking about.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Are they
there
called
are some flushables? Yeah.
Read the
I
directions.
I want the flushables.
You wrap them.
Oh, I want them
she
gone.
She said they're a kickball.
Actually, what you do is you just hang them up and you reuse them.
You're going to ruin your
system. It looks more like a basketball.
It does, yeah.
Your pipes are going to have a kickball.
Oh, wait a minute. Jennifer is on. Jamie, this is my fiance, Jennifer.
Oh.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
Hi. Good morning. Hey. So I heard the whole washcloth thing. I've always used the washcloth, always. And it's a very systematic thing. I go in the shower, I wet my body, I wet the washcloth, I soak the washcloth, and I work my way, starting at my head all the way down. So I never contaminate the bar of soap with any cooties. See what I'm saying?
Is this... Is this what Chaz is?
We have different soap.
Okay, I'm just curious here.
We have different soap, yes. And
you do?
She has her like girly soap that smells like perfume, and I have Irish Spring.
Right, you have like gas and motor oil. Yeah.
Now, years ago when I was in college and I took microbiology, this is the truth, I remember reading a study that said that people can have increased rectal itching by using a bar of soap and not using a washcloth.
Because it drives your hand.
That's why I'm dragging my ass across the floor.
I thought it was just, you know, make a point.
I've been wondering about that.
Yeah, thanks for high pile carpet. So, yeah, because I guess your area, your sphincter there gets all dried out. So that's why it's itchy.
Guys, I just woke up.
We're going to be eating soon.
We're really deep in this rectal talk.
I know. I'm sorry.
You
got to
get deep, though.
I thought it would be one break.
We thought we'd wing it.
Can I tell you something? The very first time I was taking a shower at Chaz's house, before I went in the shower, I asked him, I'm like, oh, do you have a washcloth? And he looked at me like I was crazy. He's like, no, I don't have a washcloth.
I'm a dude. I live by myself.
And I go in the shower, and I remember thinking, I'm like, I don't want to use this bar of soap. Oh, God.
Wait a minute. I got a question. Jennifer, was this post or pre?
Sex.
Post.
Post. Post. So wait a minute. Yeah. I just have a question. Stop me when I'm inappropriate. You just made love to this man, and he was... Can I say this on the radio? Or is it
we'll find out. I have a dump button.
All right. And he would you, part of him was, you guys were, can I say, inside of each other? Can you
oh
say
God.
That?
I'll say connect.
We know what sex is.
What did you just say?
We know what sex is.
And then, is it sexist? And then, you wouldn't want his soap? It's the soap.
I was not conjoined with his back end. Okay.
That is a good point. There's a line with the bodily DNA stuff.
Okay.
Front stuff, fine. Back stuff, not so much.
I got you.
I'm going to a happy place right now.
Yeah. We're not those people.
I'm
like, there's never
things.
Any, none of that going on back there. None.
Exit only.
Zero. That's only an exit.
All right,
well, now I know, not that I'd ever use a washcloth at our house, but now I know never to use a washcloth.
Exactly. And get those little baby wipes.
Hey, we got to get those baby wipes.
Yep.
We do have them. We do have them for those difficult mornings.
No, did you hear everybody uses them all the time?
Oh, yeah.
Every single one.
Yep.
It's just on occasion for me, and never flush them. Pam's right. It's like a maxi pad. You never flush them.
Where does it go, then?
In the garbage, hon.
Mm-hmm.
Which one?
Well, the bathroom, and then it ends up in the kitchen garbage, like I always do.
That's why you empty that garbage every 5 minutes.
No, I just
flush.
So we have poop wipes in our kitchen garbage can.
You don't wipe the poop,
so when I'm
though,
eating, my mouth is like 5 minutes of feet away from your poop.
So, Chaz, you use the paper as soon as you go poop. You use the paper until you're all good.
Exactly.
And then you finish it off with the baby wipes.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
But it's still
the
on there.
The
it's
like, you're putting a shine on.
Jamie is so uncomfortable now.
Wax on.
Can't wait to have wings. I'm just thinking of the poor guy on the freeway. He's like, almost his poop segment.
Bon appetit.
All right. We have to make a new shopping list.
Okay.
I feel left out now. Everyone's using baby wipes. Yeah. I am not. I feel completely
gross. You feel like
gross.
A fresh down there.
Honestly, there's a wipe that's, I'll give you the name, dude. I don't agree.
You can
with,
flush it.
I don't agree with any of this trash talk.
Ah.
Look at the directions. It says you can only flush one.
No.
That's what it says on the plaque of old.
Whole Foods has them. They disintegrate.
All right, hon. Love you.
And you're fancy.
Paulette in North Haven says do not flush them.
All right.
Paulette?
Yeah, no, my husband and I learned the hard way. Even if they say they're flushable, they're not. We have a rental property, and one of the properties of the plumbing was all clogged, and it cost us so much money, and the sewer guy ended up sending us a picture of a huge pile of those wipes.
Kickball.
In the pipe?
Told ya.
Roll them up, give them to the kids in the neighborhood. Here's a ball, kid.
It's a pinata.
All right, thank you, Paulette.
Oh, this is really catching on, this story.
Apparently so, yes.
I want to talk to someone who owns a septic company. Is this a problem?
That's a good idea.
Yeah, I mean, I like the city sewer system, so it just goes right into the sewer.
No.
We can't talk about butt wipes all morning.
No. Anytime for that, yes.
But I do want to conclude the conversation with Rich in Danbury. Rich?
How you doing?
Hi.
Yeah, the wipes are actually the worst thing for anyone in the septic or sewer industry. They plug up the sewer pumps that they pump up. The municipalities cost lots of money. And even though they say flushable, damn, you can flush a matchbox car, but you don't do it.
Right.
Well, that was a long time. I was 6 years old. But
I've flushed things bigger than a matchbox car. But...
like a bus.
So, but what happens
size of a shoe.
In the septic tank, when you go to suck them out with the hose, they clump up on the end of the hose, and you got to sit there and chop them with a shovel. When the sucker finally takes over, if you're not careful, you end up taking your work home with you.
But isn't that like what you do? So isn't like job security say, tell everybody, please keep using these?
Yeah.
So you get overtime and make money.
No, when you own the company, there is no overtime.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. I gotcha. Right.
All right, Rich.
If you're a worker,
thank you, man.
Big difference. Okay.
All right, so use
We hit a spot with that guy.
Man, we're going to have to
Who's spot? Right.
Got a whole life-changing moment here. Everybody's using butt wipes, but
he's like, don't you
start this weekend.
Don't you flush
the debate is flush or not flush.
Right.
Don't you flush them, I'll come down there.
Seriously.
I'll come down there and blow up your toilet.
He's serious.
Yeah.
He was.
I still have to say Whole Foods. I didn't really let's go back to that for a second. I don't know anyone that's wiping their butt with a matchbox.
No.
Can we just make
There was pooping analogy. Them out.
There was
maybe one person from Jacket.
There was the Hot Wheels and Nitty Gritty Kitty.
I just did. I don't think that'd be very absorbent.
No. Right?
No, I wouldn't. No.
We get lost.
It looked pretty fun though.
I mean, it never says at one point flush a matchbox. I don't
know. No, it didn't.
Right.
I don't think they.
It says on the box. It does say.
I've never tried it either, but I'm sure kids have.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, you know, you're playing like it's a lake. You're driving around the lake. It falls in, bloop. It goes down the thing. It's gone.
Yeah.
And then you're not going to you reach as far as you can.
You're playing. Let's go around the lake.
Exactly.
With the car.
You never did that.
Have you done that?
No.
Yeah.
Have you done that?
Oh yeah. When I was a kid. Yeah. Not like last week.
Right.
Yeah.
Thanks for saying when I was a kid.
Oh my God.
I want to relive my youth.
He put a timestamp on it.
Let's go around the lake.
You know what's the worst?
You couldn't fill the sink up and go around the sink.
The worst toilet seat was, remember like in the '70s they had the one that had like shag carpeting on it. It was like carpeted.
Yes.
The toilet.
That had to have been the most disgusting, the most like ridden of filth toilet seat ever.
No one knew any better back then.
Yeah, my aunt had one. You know, this is the same lady that had the beaded curtains and whatnot. Yeah. You sat on that so your ass isn't cold, but now you're sitting in somebody else's ass grind.
Yeah. Or like the cushioned ones. Have you ever sat on one of those?
I don't like those either.
Yeah. So weird, but they do feel nice.
The cushioned ones feel good. Let's
there were heated ones. I remember that one. I want a massaging one.
You know what sucks about the cushioned ones, though? Sometimes when you sit on it, you get that little puff of air that comes out. You're like, was that me?
Oh, it has a rip.
You're right.
Yeah. How do they get so ripped?
Because someone sat one's
so
cold.
Much use.
And then they popped up the vinyl.
Yeah, there's nothing good in that.
No, there is not.
No.
No, get the regular kind, the kind you can use a matchbox on.
Mike, if you ran a test on that one and it showed you all the materials, it would be all DNA and bad things. And then at the bottom somewhere, it'd be like cushion.
They would actually have to quit the investigation because they get so grossed out.
Exactly.
Yep.
All right, we got to talk to Jamie. He's got a lot going on.
He does.
Around the lake.
I love this guy. He's going around the lake with the car.
In and around
Road Ready used cars brought you this sports report. That's what you just heard. You heard our sports report.
That was, yes.
Anything big, Phil, we need to know about before we go
UConn
to break?
UConn senior night last night. They gave it a good hell of a shot against Temple, but came up short, losing 78-71.
Are you doing a movie with Brad Pitt?
I did it.
You did it?
How long ago?
About a year-ish and change, about 15 months ago.
Wow.
Yeah. So I was watching a podcast you were on, and it was the day you found out.
Yeah.
And, you know, I didn't look at the date of the I couldn't look up the... I just knew it was, like, it was Bert Kreischer's podcast.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. Awesome podcast.
Bert, yeah.
But it was, like, number 243, and should have known, like, he's on, like, number 10,000 now.
Exactly.
I don't know what the hell that noise is.
It's on my stomach.
Yeah.
By Jamie Martin Williams.
Yeah, we are very hungry.
How did that go?
It was incredible, man. I got to do about a week, and we shot at Los Angeles. And I don't know what I'm allowed to say about it. The movie comes out May 24th. It's called Ad Astra, which is, you know, to the stars in Latin. And it's about Brad Pitt, who goes to outer space.
Well, and it's in space.
I think if it's, you know, if there's a person that we're going to send out to outer space to be representative of the human race.
Should be Brad Pitt.
I would have sent Rosie O'Donnell.
BP.
Good looking guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Successful.
Right. I come in peace.
Right.
I think, I think BP is a good look for us.
Damn, they're going to be so disappointed when they get here.
Yeah, right.
Where's all the Brad Pitts?
Wait a minute. This is a
There's only
he
one.
Was the only one, actually. We wanted to just suck you in.
There was false advertising.
It's like a relationship. Right. You're your best self, and then you get in, and then you're yourself.
Yeah, he's on their
People
magazine.
What happened to that person that was opening the doors for me and stuff?
Hey.
And wasn't bitching at me when I'm watching football.
Harrison? Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
So, see you that. I'm excited.
How much
about
of that movie are you in?
Just a couple scenes.
But yeah. That's okay.
Oh,
you're in a movie with Brad Pitt.
I'm very excited. Yeah.
You keep on complaining about Angelina Jolie?
I'm very excited.
Does that, to you, is that the biggest thing so far? I mean, I know you were in Scream and you were in...
Malibu's Most Wanted, for Christ's sake. That was the best movie ever. He was B-Rad.
Yeah. B-Rizzle.
B-Rad?
I mean, in terms of...
It's a big one.
It's a big one. But I've been in other big movies. Like, I think about this the other day. I was thinking about, like... I was in Enemy of the State with Will Smith.
That was a good movie.
Right.
I was in Three Kings with George Clooney. I was in Romeo and Juliet with Leo.
Oh, yeah.
I was in...
What was that like?
I was in Good as It Gets with Jack Nicholson.
Holy crap.
But these were smaller, like little... I've been around it, but it's nice to have it again.
Right.
You know
I feel
mean?
Like you're coming back around.
Right? Yeah.
You like, never left.
The resurgence.
It's like John Travolta.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Like he never left, but there was hot and there was medium.
Right.
And then I think you're coming back to hot again. No?
I love that you say that, and I do, and I appreciate it. And I do feel like that. I feel like something's happening. Like, I'm telling you, I'm playing at this Mohegan Sun, and more people come up to me lately. And part of it, I don't know. I think I'm on Netflix a lot. Like,
That's big.
Mm-hmm. I was talking taking the train here, and this is like little, but it's funny. But like, and this lady was watching Ghost Whisperer, and I walked by, and she's watching a scene I'm in.
What?
You know, she looked at me and looked back.
Weird.
I know. And she looked at me, looked back. Just kept walking. Like I wasn't gonna tell her, and she was like kind of freaked out. But it was like. Boom, and then like.
But to be watching that show.
I got up like, to go to the toilet.
Is it a ghost?
Yeah, right? So I think it's like Netflix is bringing back old stuff. Then, like you said, I've done some projects recently that, the last couple of years that aren't as huge, but they're out there and they have like, there's a mix of them. And then they're in different channels. And like I just did Lucifer. And then I got some good stuff coming out. So I don't know. It's like an. What's an aggregate of stuff?
Yeah, and
I
think. But you're working everything. You're on every podcast.
Yeah,
you're here. Mm-hmm. Like you're not like, yeah, I'm Jamie Kennedy. I'm going to just sit at the.
Yeah, no, you can't.
My hotel room.
No, you can't. I feel like it's like that now for everybody. I don't know if you guys know this or tell me, but it's like it used to be like you would work and you'd be like, okay, good, I enjoyed that. I'm going to take a little break. But now it's like if you do a podcast at noon. And if you don't do another one at 2 p.m., you're out of the business.
Yeah.
Wow.
You got to be everywhere.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Am I right? I mean, it just feels like, and I'm talking, everyone in L.A. I've ever seen touch a microphone is up. I mean, you go on stage, you see Dana Carvey up, you see Rob Schneider, you see Tom Green, you see everybody, Chelsea, everyone's doing.
They're all doing them.
Yeah, everyone's doing pop
Do you have your own?
I just finished a special, and we're editing it now, and then hopefully we'll sell it somewhere good.
Where'd you tape it?
Taped it in L.A. at a cool little club.
Brad Pitt's house.
Yeah.
Outer space.
On Brad Pitt's
basement. At Astra, yeah.
Spaceship.
Did you collect everyone's cell phone? Do you do that or not?
How do you feel
about that, people recording your stuff and putting it out there?
Well, I just had this whole thing, Do you guys know about that?
The hecklers?
The noisy people?
Yeah, which is fine, but...
Can we play a clip?
Yeah, go for it.
All right, we'll do this song, we'll play a clip, and... We're going to talk about how not to act at a comedy show.
Exactly. Don't be an idiot.
I can't stop talking to Jamie.
I know. Yeah. That's okay.
Jamie Kennedy in studio.
Well, he came to talk.
Comics at Roadhouse. It's Comics Roadhouse.
Yeah.
Right.
It used to be just Comics.
Now it's Comics Roadhouse. Yeah.
Comics Roadhouse. Mm-hmm. So it's sometimes a comedy show, sometimes a country bar.
Exactly. No, they just switched the theme. They got a bull in there now.
Nice. Really?
Oh, that's fun.
Now do you ride the bull doing stand-up? That's pretty cool.
Is it a live bull? Because that'd be a problem.
It's a live...
It's a stock market, really.
The place is incredible. They just redid it, and it's comedy on the inside, and then karaoke and bands on the outside. It's nice. Really incredible.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah,
that works.
No, it's brand. It's amazing. So
those people know how to do stuff.
They do. Yeah. It's a fun place.
Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR. We were talking to Jamie about what not to do at a comedy show.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So we have this clip.
Yeah, go for
it. Should we play it and then, or should we set it up first and then play it?
Okay. What do you want to know?
You're doing a gig, and a table up front is being noisy, and then I think you start chit-chatting with them.
Yeah, basically what happened.
Did you stop talking for like 3 seconds? Is it possible? Is it possible for just 3 seconds? How do we do this? How do we do it? How do we? No, look, just look at me. Deal with me. No, you're this whole
stop
table
1 second. So what's happening? You're talking to them and they're looking away?
I'm about 12 minutes in. It was a 20-minute set. I was the closer. Every comedian before me told me, the table to the right, yeah, they're annoying AF.
Okay.
But, you know, power through. Mm. Some comics had to direct half of their set to them. The other comics were like, power through. I'm like now going in. I'm like 75 minutes deep
into
the show.
Now, when you say noisy, they're interacting with the comedian or they're just talking and doing their own thing?
They're at the show and it's like all about them. And, oh, my God, my son!
And it's like, it's the one thing that's really difficult to deal with as a comic. I can deal with anything. But when it's it's when people have their own thing going on at their table. So it's like, imagine, I call this. I know how we have white privilege. We're guys in our 40s, we're getting white privilege.
Yeah.
I call the next group to go these white women in their 40s because they have what I call wine privilege.
Oh. Wine privilege, gotcha.
And there you can use it. They're deep in the game. They're a few bottles deep, and they're having a good time.
Yeah.
They're good people. I don't want to diss them. You know, they were enjoying themselves. The problem is they're laughing, talking to each other, commenting back and forth.
Your background.
Yeah. And
I should be in the back.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And they're right. And here's the deal. I could have easily just powered through, had a mediocre set, kept going, whatever. The crowd was kind of tired. And I just said, you know, this is like the fourth show in a row, and I'm dealing with this of like, people are getting more entitled, and I just had to address it. And then I thought, well, I would address it, audience would jump with me, and boom. Well, the audience was like half with me, and the other half was confused, and the other half was pissed off. So that's how it got intense.
Wow. Mm.
Deal with me. No, this whole table is annoying me. Oh! Really? Is it
Why do people go, oh?
Dude, I love that you're breaking this down. I know. Like, oh, my God. He addressed it? Like, exactly.
Yeah.
Dude.
Like, didn't you buy a ticket? Aren't you here to see comedy? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're ruining your show, too.
It's almost like you're another table.
Yeah.
Going after a table. No.
Mm-hmm.
No, you're performing. This is something you've worked on, you've written.
Right.
But on the road, this is a show.
And for audience members, they're ruining your show you came to see.
Right, but who would say, oh.
Dude, I'm going to tell you why. It's the enable culture. It's the culture of, first of all, I don't think people talk to people like this. And second of all, we'll talk about how this was recorded without me not even knowing.
I was going
to
ask
that. Let's finish it and then we'll go to it.
Okay.
But dude, when people go, oh, it's like, what are you, 12?
Yeah.
It's like, because they let people get away with bad behavior. So I addressed it. People go,
he's being harsh.
Yes. And it's also disrespect. It shows you how much they disrespect comedy, right? Because if you're at, I've gone to like Broadway shows and I've heard it like if people grab a phone and like the players
you're
will
done.
Take the phone out.
Done.
But, yeah, like art shows. But for some reason with comedy, you can crap in your hat and use a baby wipe and not flush it and people are fine with it. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's like,
we're on a septic system there.
Yeah.
What struck me when I first heard that clip was when you said, this table's been annoying all night, I thought the whole crowd was going to go crazy. Because I've seen it happen before.
Right.
Yeah.
And I've been at shows or I've seen it happen where the whole crowd is like, yes, thank you.
They've been annoying us all night.
I think one of the reasons this clip went viral, kind of viral, is because the crowd was half in, half out. That's what was weird. That was that crowd. And I wasn't being unjust. Look, like I said, I could have powered through it and just not dealt with them.
Right.
But they were just annoying me and they kept talking. But the fact that the crowd kind of didn't know, part of them, that I shouldn't address them is what made this an interesting
thing.
Made
it weird.
Yeah.
And how deep were you into your set?
Oh, it was only about 12 minutes. 12 minutes.
Of a 20-minute set,
so
though.
So friggin' early.
20 minutes.
Yeah.
No, this whole table is annoying me.
Oh, really? Is it oh? Or is it educational? Has this table been loud all night?
Yeah. Okay, then. Yeah.
I don't know, but you're just too drunk. People don't know how to act anymore. I'm annoyed with you.
And one guy's like, come on.
Come on.
No, it's like, we were only kidding.
That's a club
it's
owner.
Like, no, you were disruptive.
That's a club owner.
And you're being a dick. Yeah.
Right?
That's the guy.
Oh, come on.
That's the guy who wants a microphone. Oh, come on.
Yeah. You can tell that guy was being a dick because he's saying the, oh, come on.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
We're just joking.
Yeah, come on. It was comedy, man.
Yeah, now whole place went quiet. They're like, oh, crap.
Yep.
That's the default reaction when someone who has overstepped the line just realized they overstepped the line.
Oh, come on. I was only kidding.
Exactly.
You should have realized it earlier. Shut
so
up.
So that noise at the end was you dropping the mic and you walked off stage. Were you done or did you come back out?
So
what happened next?
I was done. And then my buddy Chris, who's opening for me this weekend, he's like, come on, dude. You got to finish the show. He's like, they're drunk, but just keep going. And I was like, dude, they're annoying. He's like, just finish it. So I was like, okay. You know, I wanted to do that because I didn't want to leave them hanging. And I thought they already had enough show, but then they really wanted me to come back.
Oh, interesting. So, see, that's the clip no one gives. Like, we didn't get that clip.
No.
You coming back out.
Yes.
That had to be, what was the reaction?
So then I came back out. Chris got them hyped up. They said yes. Then that table was leaving.
There you go.
Then, like, three of the girls insulted me. They said, Malibu's Most Wanted is the only funny thing I ever did. And then I, you know, this girl was talking about her breast all night. And then I said, well, your new boob job is the funniest thing you ever did. They were a little high.
But
I wouldn't take a shot. Remember, if anyone's listening, she took a shot at me first.
Yes.
And then
yes.
I was going to, like, go back into, like, an impression or whatever. And then some lady goes, you're rude. And then I'm like, excuse me? And then she started attacking me. And the lady in front goes, yes, I felt uncomfortable. And I'm like, what? And I'm like, when is this a seminar? And usually, dude.
See, I'd be dying laughing. I'm like, this guy is on fire.
Bro, I know. But some people were like, didn't have a sense of humor at that. And some people got it. And then this lady started attacking me, saying all this stuff. I go, how am I rude? I come out here. I go, you look at the animals. You don't throw peanuts at them. You know, she doesn't get it. And then she said something to me, and I said, you can't talk to me like that, lady. I'm not your husband. She got really mad, gave me the finger. I go, imagine if I did that at your job at Bed Bath & Beyond. You know, like, you just treat. And that's the thing, man. There's no – it's – dude, I can go deep with this, but I'm going to try to keep it simple.
Yeah, I hear you.
It's so effing – disrespectful. People think they can do comedy. They think that comedy is disposable. And look, man, it's not the it's like, for some reason, because they're laughing, they think, oh man, it's a good time, and it is. But they also feel that it's just
you know what they think it is.
What? It's weak, and I know what it is. And just because everyone has a prostate doesn't mean they can be, you know, a prostate doctor. That made no sense. But you know what I'm saying?
I like that. I see where you're going with that.
The oldest pain in the ass. Yeah.
You know what they think it is? They think it's a social media post.
Right.
Right? So someone posts something, and then everybody gets to comment
on it. I can comment.
No. You're at a show.
Right. Mm-hmm.
This is not Facebook.
Big difference.
I am not a post that you can comment on.
Yeah.
Go F yourself.
I'm going to delete your
like
ass.
Like, I've worked on this. I'm an artist.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right. See, I don't want to go down the rabbit hole. So
Phil?
What's funny is we're on Facebook Live right now.
Talking about hecklers and how people act.
Yep.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones here real quick. Dion and Shelton.
Hey, man. I just wanted to let Jamie Kennedy know that I did not forget about the Jamie Kennedy experiments.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
That was righteous, that show. Come on, man. I was young watching that thing, too.
Changed him.
Thank you, bro. I appreciate that.
Do you own that?
Oh, yeah,
can you
bro.
Ever re-release it or... How'd that go?
Oh, that'd be sick.
I would like to try to get the reruns on Netflix,
that'd
but
cool.
It's a bit of a legal entanglement.
Gotcha. Oh.
But I would like
Bummer.
That.
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah.
Even if you didn't make money off it, just to get you out there with that material.
Yeah.
Seriously,
yeah.
I don't know if certain jokes would work now.
Oh.
It is
different
very
time back
it's
then,
a different
yeah.
time.
Yep.
Do you still do Black Sense?
A little bit.
I'm sorry. Well, you a set it up bit. Well.
I do a joke about it, how I do. You want to hear the new take on it?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I do this joke where I say I got recognized and it was at TSA at the airport. And the lady, she says this whole thing and she's like, oh, man, Jamie Kennedy. She's like, I used to love your ass back in the day. And I'm like, the day is still here.
Yeah.
It's Jamie Kennedy day, right?
Right.
And then if I do that in like a mostly black crowd, people laugh, right?
Yeah.
You know, white crowd, they're like,
horrified. Is it okay?
Yes.
Look around first. Look around
first. You know.
So then I do a joke on that and I say, well, isn't this the age of acceptance? Like, you know, people don't feel like they are. Men don't feel like men feel like they're women, dogs feel like they're cats. What if inside I felt like a black woman?
Exactly, right.
Would I get accepted?
That's right.
Can't you be
right.
accepted
that's
for
your
that?
Right. That's your right.
So it's like, it's just a character. But I don't know. It's a different time. People are certain sensitive, so.
I love that bit with him.
Yeah.
You know, where you don't have an alarm system, and you want to scare people off with a black scent.
Oh, yeah.
And so he's like just this nerdy white dude in the house. And like there's this, you know, this imposing figure, like about to break in or whatever. So he's like, I peek down under my window, and I start talking in my black scent. Do you remember this?
I do. I forget what the punchline is, but I do remember.
No, you do the voice. The whole bit.
Right.
You just laughed through the whole thing.
It's amazing. It's genius.
Right. I'm like, man, this is...
this is good stuff.
Why isn't this everywhere?
Right.
This is a masterpiece.
Exactly.
It's like a hit song.
Yep.
Yeah. It's like if you Google your name, it comes up.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Under warning.
Thanks for calling, D.
I got you. Thanks,
under
bro.
Under warning. Todd in Brantford.
Hey, Jamie.
Hey, man.
Hey, guys. Do you remember the last time you played at Mohegan Sun? A guy walked up on stage asking you for a lighter, but you had your back to him with the microphone stand in your hand. So when you turned around, you had to stand right in his face. He kind of startled you.
Was that you?
Did you find
That's
your
a
lighter?
Good question.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, and all his friends, you asked his friends why they brought him, if they liked you, why would they do something like that to you? It was the funniest recovery I've ever seen.
Why would you bring this man to me?
Did you like, he walked on stage, it freaked me out. Like, there was, like, no security. And the next day, I turn around, and this guy's right there, and he's like, you got a light?
And then he started making fun of the security at the venue because they took so long to get on stage to get him off stage.
Yeah. I remember that. You were at that show?
Oh, yeah, I was at that show. It was hysterical. And then there was a girl in the crowd with bubbles.
She bubbled?
Oh, yeah, didn't you say she's your stalker or something?
Oh, yeah. She's a sweetie. She's my stalker.
Oh, those girls are blowing bubbles.
Yeah, she kept
blowing. Like a nice stalker.
Yeah, she's like, she comes to a lot of shows. She blows bubbles.
What?
Really?
Yeah.
Like with gum?
No, she had like a bubble.
Like the bubble.
A
the
bubble
little...
kit.
Wow. What is that?
Yeah, that would be dangerous if she's
kinky.
Up front, right? That slick would be on
she's
the stage.
She's in the back.
Oh, okay,
but
that's fine.
She really...
Right, the waitress
so she
down,
knows where to sit.
She lets. That's how she lets me know she's there.
Yeah, where the bubble
comes from? She blows a bubble.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, I know.
But where's that bubble coming
that's
from?
That's cool. I like that.
It is cool. But imagine again if... I love it, but imagine if you went to Bed Bath & Beyond and you're like... Just want to let you know I'm here.
Yeah.
And blow bubbles from the set. But yeah, that's how she lets me know. She blows bubbles, and when I see the bubbles floating, I know that she's at that
she's
show.
She's here. Right.
She's done that in a few states.
And when you
bubbles.
See that, does
states.
That make you feel a sense of comfort or despair?
Well, she said that we got married in Jamaica.
Did you?
And I'm like, I don't remember that. And she's like, no, we have been married in Jamaica.
In her mind, yeah.
In another life?
No, in this life.
Oh. Right.
And you're my husband. And then I got her with a minute. She goes, okay, you're not my husband yet. But in my mind, you're my husband.
I would tell you.
And we are going to get married.
You're supposed to blow the bubbles and not inhale them.
Yeah, don't inhale the bubbles.
Don't inhale the bubbles, yeah.
So but people, it's a compliment, but sometimes they can be a little overbearing.
Right.
You know, but she's sweet.
Hey, if you're buying tickets, come on.
Yeah.
Bring your buddy.
At least you can see your hands.
All right, Todd. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Todd.
All right. What else? That's it. Well, thank you for coming in, man.
Yeah, man.
Dude, thank you guys for having
me.
I'm
sorry the wings didn't show up.
Yeah, we don't know what
happened.
That's
our ritual.
Yeah.
I know.
Our ritual's been broken.
Our tradition.
You know,
the ring has been broken.
We have broken wings.
After all of our wipe talk, I think I'm okay.
Right.
Yeah,
yeah, if they were ever not going to show up, right, today would be the day.
Maybe we grossed them out. Maybe said, yeah, these guys don't need wings.
Yeah, what would we be? We'd need a lot today if we did the wings.
But I was telling Jamie when he first got here before we got on the air, it's hard not to root for this guy.
Yeah, seriously.
He's so talented, so hardworking, so nice.
Yeah.
I see him on everything. He shows up for everything. He drove an hour to come here.
He did.
And if you go tonight or tomorrow, have a good time.
And be respectful.
You know, there's enough people, like, just people are there to have a good time.
Enjoy yourself, laugh.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all.
Don't be those people.
Yeah, don't be that person.
If you need a cigarette light, go walk outside and find one.
Right, and bring on bones.
Don't run up on stage.
Hey, right. We're excited about this Brad Pitt movie. I feel like this is going to break you right open.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, you're right on the launch pad again.
Hell city, yeah.
I hope so.
Yeah, totally.
Going to outer space with BP.
Thank you, Jamie.
Thanks, you guys. Jamie, I appreciate you.
How's the search for the new Pam going?
Oh, it's great. They're all better than Pam, so I feel very, very good about it. I'm so glad she's leaving.
I know. I can tell.
So we had hundreds of people respond to the ad, right?
We did. So it's been kind of nonstop. So I'm going through them again today, and then we're going to have some auditions, which will be fun, and I'm interviewing some people on the phone next week, and
nice.
Hopefully we'll be good to go.
So I texted someone yesterday
that
long ago expressed interest.
Long ago.
So I texted, hey, it's Chaz. Hope you are well. I may know of a radio gig. Would you be interested? She texts back, hey, superstar, if said radio gig had to do with you and AJ, I'm all ears.
Oh.
I said, it does. After 6 years, Pam is leaving the show to join the Coast Guard. Long story. She's leaving on the best of terms. We are looking for someone to do traffic. Be another voice on the show, book guests, behind-the-scenes stuff. It's hard work, very demanding, and not great pay.
Why'd you do that for? What'd you do that for?
What a great way to start.
Oh, no, I don't want to leave.
That is not how the ad reads.
No. Chad, inner voice, outer voice.
Yeah.
No, I want to know. I want them to know now.
Okay.
What's expected.
All right, so how did you say go screw yourself?
I said, let me know what your interest level is. So I sent that text.
Left on red.
It's just three dot bubbles forever.
What does GFY stand for?
I sent her that text at 12:52.
Right.
At 6:59.
Oh, my God.
I text back. She didn't respond.
Oh, boy.
Question mark.
I wrote,
double text.
Ha, ha, ha. I'm guessing that means zero.
So she's still
waiting. Wow.
You haven't heard nothing?
Amazing. No, she didn't write back at
she
all?
She texted me back, and we texted back and forth. But the bottom line was, thanks, but no thanks.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Do you think it was the little pay and extremely hard work? That...
Yeah, I do. And I think when people listen to the show, and it's the greatest compliment, they hear us all just laughing, and they think, what a great gig that is.
Yeah.
And this is the part that's great.
Yeah.
But it doesn't end at 10.
No.
And I just wanted her to know that.
It's an all-day affair.
Let's not go through the whole process, and then you find out what it really is.
And you left off the part dealing with crazy people.
Yeah.
Boss Keith.
Yeah, there's three of them in that studio.
He didn't write management in there.
You know, you're right. If this studio were to implode right now, because the three of us are in here, me, AJ, and Keith.
Yeah.
The crazy level in this building would go way down.
Wiggy's not
such
up.
Such a nice place to work.
I can get Wiggy to come in.
Yeah. They'd save money on their insurance.
Wiggy's lighting the fuse.
Oh, boy.
All right. Time now for Boss Keith's top five.
Okay, so it's the top five things that sound interesting, but really I'm never going to do, even though in my head it seems like I want to.
Oh.
All right. This is fun.
So number five is peyote.
great start.
I was not expecting that.
I'm sorry. That's a ratings bit.
So, oh, man. So, you want peyote?
Right?
So, I am really interested in this idea, but you need like 3 days. And
really?
You've got to be in the desert. I believe Wiggy's
Why
done
Why the
it.
Desert?
They say you can't be near things or you'll like freak out and smash into them. I'm sure someone listening has done
it. Yeah, it's a walkabout, no?
Right. You've got to be like walking in nature. You can't be at home or like in a city. You need to be out. Like Jim Morrison did it in the desert.
You'll get bit by a rattlesnake.
Didn't Bart Simpson do it?
That's an animated show. That's not a real show.
Wow.
Hey, Pam, that's not real.
He discovered himself.
I think it sounds really interesting, and you're supposed to communicate with the dead. It's supposed to be really a thing, but I don't know if I have that kind of time.
Isn't there some tequila that has peyote in it? Like, eat the worm and it has peyote in it.
I don't think
that's
true.
Can you try that?
Did Bart Simpson do that?
No,
too?
There's a tequila that the worm has peyote in it. It's why people fight over the tequila worm.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, Phil, can you fact check that?
But that sounds like an Eddie Vedder drug too. I picture him on that.
There are no facts on the show.
Hey, can you Google peyote like video and see if there's anyone on peyote on a video on YouTube?
It'll show Hartford.
Yeah.
So number four, a little bit different, is backpack through Europe. So this sounds great. The idea sounds great, but then I'm in Europe, I'm carrying a backpack, I'm sleeping in gross hostels, or I'm camping. I don't think that interests me.
No,
I'm
not a camper. No.
You have to do it in your 20s.
You wear flannel, but you don't, you know, you're a camper.
You're like 42 in a backpack, and they're like, what's this old man doing here?
Right.
Hey, kids are home alone.
I
don't know where my daddy went. He left with a backpack.
My CPAP machine's in here.
He took some peyote.
My CPAP.
All the other things you need when you're 42.
Here's the Eiffel Tower. I'm in a tent.
So I don't die.
Number three is HGH. So all the athletes take HGH, and I'm fascinated what it does. So it makes you heal faster, but what if you're not injured and you just take it? Do I get younger?
Do you work out and get bigger muscles?
Yeah, they use it for bodybuilding, HGH.
Right, but what if I don't do any of that and I just take it? Is it like the fountain of youth? Everybody says it like makes you youthful. Do I just have more energy?
Well, you have to find out.
You don't need any more energy.
No.
But that would be interesting. You'd be able to just talk and the door of the studio would blow off.
Where would he go?
Like of the list so far, that's the one you could do.
Right, so far.
But it's illegal. Like I would have to get black market HGH.
Is it illegal?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Oh.
So AJ seems to have a hookup, though.
I know a guy.
Number two is skydive. So I've talked about this for years.
Oh, hell no.
But I think when it gets to the point where you got to jump out of the plane, I like freak out.
That's the toughest part. They push you out.
You've done it.
They pushed me out.
So I got to the door. They go through the whole thing. And when you're on the plane, you're thinking to yourself, I can't believe I freaking signed up for this.
What the hell am I doing?
They're all talking.
I'm going to pay myself.
Here we go. And I was the last one, and, you know, I went tandem, so there's a guy behind me.
Attached your back.
And he said, jump, and I'm holding on to the top
like
of the
Bugs
door.
Bunny in that
and I'm telling him I'm not going, and he just pushed me out
the
door.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Do you have video?
There's video.
They call it evidence.
Are you screaming and crying?
I'm screaming. Yeah, I have a whole 6-minute piece on
it. Yeah, 1,000 feet of screaming.
Yeah.
And the number one thing that sounds interesting, but I'm never really going to do, is get into a barroom fight.
It's one of those...
That would not be good for you.
No.
Right. So I think I lose.
It wouldn't be a fight. It'd be one punch and he was on the ground.
Yeah.
I like the
scenario.
I like the scenario if I smash a bottle and I say, like, it's go time.
Right.
And
let's then go.
I,
like, let's do it.
And then I get knocked out. Right. Mm-hmm. But it sounds awesome if I could do it. So maybe with the HGH, I guess.
Yeah. Right. Well, yeah, have that first. And then it sounds peyote.
I think the jumping out of the airplane would be good for you.
Oh, my God. I can't imagine. I'd
go with the HGH.
Right. I think all seems safer than peyote, to be honest.
I think we should do that one.
I looked it up. It's a lot of people sitting around by a fire in like the catcher's position, like from baseball, with their hands over their face or looking straight up at the sky. No one's really speaking.
It sounds so glamorous.
Losing it. Sounds awesome.
I'm telling you, I think Wiggy's done it. I could be wrong.
We'll ask him.
That's his breakfast.
I think he's still on it.
That's his breakfast.
This was the Chaz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Chaz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.